Okay, so we're on Yeralham Bez. It's talking about in the Ari Miklat. So you have the city itself, and then you have the boundary. Boundary of the city. Around the city. Can you pass me that chumash, please? Around the city, there's like a boundary. So the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah in Yeralham Bez, it says, Kishem Shayir Kolatas, Kach Tchuba Kolay. Just like the city protects, you know, shelters, so too the boundary of the city works.
Okay. So outside the city is a boundary?
Yes. Outside the cities, there's a whole different machlokes about how these cities work.
Like a fence?
But they had a city, and then there was specifically an open area around that, and then fields and vineyards. It's like to prevent like urban, you know, like overpopulation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's why the Rashi's and I forget which Gemara it is, somewhere say. So there's specifically cities and areas, regions around it. There's open space. It's open in the Pesukim that this exists. But you have the city, and then you have the open area, and then you have fields and vineyards going out further and further out. So what it's saying is, it's like city limits. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine, in a city, there's the city itself, and then there's the city limits. So what it's saying is, there's this tchum, which is no one lives in there, but it is technically part of the city. So it's saying is that also is kolei. So you just have to get into that region, and then you're protected. So says the Mishnah. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this: V'ramin he v'ramin who is in your basement aleph, tenth line of tenth wide line.
Your basement aleph.
Yeah. V'yashav ba, and you should live in it. Ba below betchuma, in it, not in his boundary. So it says, so on the one hand, the Mishnah says that the surrounding, the boundary, if you live in the boundary, protects you. On the other hand, it says, Yashav Ba, the Limud, to live in it, not in its boundary. So it's a contradiction. Does the boundary work? Does the boundary have the same status as Ari Miklat? Does it not? Right? So the Gemara says, Lo Kamarvai, Lo Kasha. Kan Liklot, Kan Lador. It means there's a difference. When it comes to the protection of the city, so once you get into the boundary, once you get into the surrounding area, called the boundary, so then you're protected. The guy can't kill you. So if you're running there, that's where it's based. That's when you're safe. But in terms of living there, you have to live there. You're not allowed to live there. You have to live in the mainland.
Right, the Yashav is...
Right, the Yashav Ba.
It's not saying kolei.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Mishnah says, Kishem Shayir Koletas Kachtuma Kolei, protecting you. The protection is even when the boundary. But what the Yashav Ba? Where do you have to live? You have to live in the city. You can't live in the boundary. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hold on a second. Live in the boundary. But Lador. Typically, the ain't osin sadeh migrash. You're not allowed to make the fields into open space. V'lo migrash sadeh, nor the open space into fields. V'lo migrash ir, nor are you allowed to make the open space into a city to populate it. V'lo ir migrash, nor are you allowed to take the city and make it open space. In other words, the Torah delineates three different segments of the Ari Levim. Right? There's the city, there's the open space, and there's the field. And it's specific. You can't just start changing them up. You have to keep it. So, of course you can't live there. Because that's the idea, is that's supposed to be open space. And if you're going to populate it, then it's going to ruin the city. If you're going to start living in the open space around the city, then you're not going to have... It's like zoning laws. You know, you want to have... If you start letting everybody build their houses all the way out to the... You know, to the sidewalks or whatever, it's going to end up destroying the land. So the thing is that you're not allowed to. That's the pasuk. It's a shenem, ardechsev. I'm sorry, I just skipped. No, dechsev. Right, so you're not allowed to do that? Rashi. Is it Rashi? In osin, typically, the inbone and bias, but can't have the migrash here. So if you can't live there, because you can't build a house there, because otherwise you're going to take the empty space and make it a city. But in osin, so the shalavim migrash, and osin ulavim apayim amasav mayor, because it was given 2,000 amas around the city. There's 1,000 amas, which is open space, which doesn't have any houses, doesn't have any fields. It's just open space. So there's a krumim, and then after that is the fields and the vineyards. And you're not allowed to have houses there. So you're telling me, V'yashav ba is telling me you have to live in the Ari Mikla, you're not allowed to live in the boundary. But we know you're not allowed to live in the boundary. No one's allowed to live in the boundary. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of the Ratzeah. It's just not, it doesn't lend itself to be dwelt in. You're not allowed, no one's allowed to dwell there. So the Gemara's questioning, you can't say V'yashav ba means you're not allowed to live there. Of course you're not allowed to live there. But rather, it must be talking about that it's not kolit. Because it can't be telling you that you can't live there. It's obvious you can't live there.
We know it's kolit from the Mishnah.
Well, then you have stira. That's why it's back to the stira. So the Mishnah says that it's kolit, but the Gemara Limud says, V'yashav ba v'lo v'truma. What does it mean, l'yashav ba v'truma? If it means they're not to live there, it's partial that you're not allowed to live there. So it must be it's not kolit. So that's a kasha on our Mishnah. That's the point. The kasha is back on. When it says Enos and Migrash Ir, it means you can't start building there. I mean, one person can't build there. That's the way you get started.
Right, but one person just, you know, pitch a tent and...
No. Such an says one of bias. But I would think it means it's not meant for living. That's not what it's for. It's designated as a no-living zone. So it seems if you can start living there, then you're going to... I guess bias is because, like, when do you say I'm living there? I'm allowed to go hang out there for a day. I'm allowed to go, you know, whatever. But I guess it's saying I can't be kovea myself there. So, either way, the Ari Mikla guy can't make that his or his where he's living. He could go there and hang out there. It could be it's a bias because that destroys the architecture of the land, so to speak, the layout of the land. It's like you let it do whatever you want there, but you can't change it into a migra, into a era. Now, what changes it is you build it up. If you don't build on it and you just sleep on the floor there, you're not changing it. The point is like the lay of the land has to be that's open space. So maybe a tent wouldn't make a difference because it doesn't change the lay of the land. It's just a temporary structure or something, you know. But a permanent thing, once you start building, but I guess he's going to live there. He's not living in a tent. He's going to live. So he's going to live. He's going to start building, so he can't live there anyways. Right? So you still have to sit back to Astira, to Akasha. Can't be when it tells me V'yashav ba that I can't live, that the Goldenam can't live in this open space, because of course he can't live in those. No one can live in the open space. So it must mean that it's not even kolit. But then it's a contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it's that the tchum is kolit, does protect. So the Gemara answers no. Lo nitzcha elo lemachilos. I'm actually nitzcha elo mechilos. Ashi, what's mechilos? So he says mechilos tachas hakarka. It's like underground caves, tunnels. She'ena ochlos b'megrash klam milmaila. Doesn't use up. It doesn't eat up the megrash. Right? We love the chsibba of lo betchuma. You see, Amar yador betchuma b'mayra. So I might think he could live in a cave. No, so the point is it not pshat that you're not allowed to live there. The point is you can't destroy the lay of the land. Right? So if you live in a cave, you're not destroying anything. You're on the ground. So what are you doing? That's a problem. So I'd say, is anyone else, you would be able to live there. So I'd say this guy could also live there. He has to live in Ari Mikla. No. Yashabav lo betchuma. He needs to live in the Ari Mikla itself.
So then that takes care of the stira.
That takes care of the stira, exactly. So when the Mishnah says it's kolet, yes, even the tchum is kolet. But when it says that you can't live there, it means you can't live there. Ah, you can't live there anyways? No. You could live on the ground in theory. But v'yashav ba means you can't live there even underground. Even if you could live there in a way that doesn't extinguish the shnidin megrash, where you're a normal person, a kalevi, for instance, in theory, would be able to live like that. So it's a problem. But here, v'yashav ba ad mosikon agadah means he has to live in the city itself. In the city itself. So it turns out that you have this dichotomy. On the one hand, in terms of the protection, the gvul works. Tchum works. But in terms of living there, he's not allowed to live there. I guess the question is, why not? Why should there be such a discrepancy, right? That's a question. You can say, Manashah, is this part of Ari Mikla? Is it not part of Ari Mikla? If it's part of Ari Mikla, so then he should be able to live there. And if it's not part of Ari Mikla, then it shouldn't protect him. Right? But I would say, I think the obvious first step is good, is that apparently there's the Ari Mikla vis-a-vis protecting you. There's the Ari Mikla functions to protect the person. Saying is, when are you protected? Once you enter the goal. Okay? But then there's the mitzvah of living in the Ari Mikla. In other words, it's not all about protection. There's a mitzvah to live in Ari Mikla. Even, for instance, let's say there was no goal Adam, he's still chayav to live in Ari Mikla. Right? Even if he's not worried about protection. Still, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that he's chayav to live in Ari Mikla, and that's his mitzvah. That's what it says, and that's this pasuk Yashavah. It says Yeshiva was Yashavah and most of them Elosha Masrocha Sabashem and Hakodesh. Right, the bezin puts him there, and they throw him there, and he has to. And that's what he has to do. He's chayav to live there. Yashavah. So he is chayav to live in Lari Miklat until the Kohen dies, and that's his mitzvah. Now, that's one thing. It's the mitzvah. The halacha is that that's his onesh. He's chayav to live in Lari Miklat. It's a mitzvah, it's an onesh, it's a ptakdin, a bezin, whatever it is, but that's the mitzvah. He's chayav to do that. Now, there's another thing, which is that the city gives him protection. Now, you would have thought, Tainuach, those are the same thing. What gives him protection is that he's living there, and if he's living there, then he's protected. If he's not living there, he doesn't get protection. But apparently, you see that that's not, that they don't line up exactly. In terms of the mitzvah of living there, you could live. You have to live in Bav, Yashav Bav, a little bit Choma. You have to live in the mainland, in the city itself. But in terms of the protection, that's separate. That really, protection comes about even if you're on the outskirts. But I think that we have to explain and go further, because if you think they should be the same, what's the sense of differentiating? But there are two frameworks. There's a framework of the Gol Adam, protection, Ein Lo Adam, and all that. And that's basically once he gets in the Gvul, he's okay. But then there's the framework of the mitzvah of living there. The chuvah of living there. The yeshiva. And the yeshiva, even though technically speaking a person could live in the underground and the whatever, he's not allowed to. If Yashav Ba, saying the mitzvah is for him to live in the mainland. Right? But I think it needs something more. I mean, because you'd say, Monashach, why should those two things be different? What's the sense of that difference? I mean, you could just stop here and just say, look, they're two different things. But I don't know, somehow it's not really satisfying. Like, why should those things be differentiated as such? So I was saying, I think it's a little philosophical, maybe we can make it more halachic, but it's a decent first step, which is that, in terms of you saying it is a city. And so Miklat, look, you have to say, what city is it? Where are you? You're in the city limits. It's Ari Miklat. But he's saying is, in terms of the idea, the benefits, living in Ari Miklat, the way it works for you is that you live in the city of Ari Miklat, and it's a good city, and there are Levium there, Kohanim there, it's a certain type of a society or whatever, and you're going to benefit by living there, and that's the mitzvah to live there. So what it's saying is if you're out in the Tchum, you're not really doing that. It's not really going to function for you insofar as you're living in the outskirts. So the mitzvah is for you to live in the city proper. But technically speaking, you are in the city, so in terms of protection, you're not out there, you're in here, so you're protected. In terms of, are you going to get the benefits of the city? Is that what the Torah wants you to do? No. Because what it wants you to do is to live in the city proper. Right? But Klita doesn't go by that. Klita goes by, are you in the city? And you say, yeah, you are in the city. Right? The question is, we can get a little more halachic on that point of saying it's like the benefits of the city. Like, that's already like getting into like philosophical, you know, perfection, tshuva, you know. Well, presumably the question is like this. The mitzvah is to live in Ari Miklat. So is he in Ari Miklat? Is he not in Ari Miklat? If he's Biklita, he's saying he's in Ari Miklat. Now, what's the mitzvah? Isn't the mitzvah to live in Ari Miklat? He's saying, no, you have to live in a certain part of Ari Miklat. But, I mean, what's the sense? I mean, if it's Ari Miklat, then I'm living in Ari Miklat. How do you differentiate between different parts of Ari Miklat? So yeah, vis-a-vis living, you say, no, I'm not really doing living in Ari Miklat. But vis-a-vis the Klita, you say, oh, you're in Ari Miklat. So it must be there's a framework of looking at a man and a framework of not looking at a man, other than philosophically you're going to get benefits. There's a point. I mean, Mark's bringing up another way. There's two ways to go. It would seem to be there are two ways to go, and we have to decide. One way to say, I think Mark and Avi are both going two different ways here. One way is to say, if they ask the bottom line question, is it Ari Miklat or is it not? So Avi is saying, yes. But the halacha is, he has to live, he can't live there. The mitzvah for him to live is in a certain part of the city. Right? Mark's saying, no, it's not Ari Miklat. But the halacha of Klita applies even to this extension of the Ari Miklat. Right? Now, there's obviously saying it is, but there's a separate halacha. You have to live in this in a certain part of it. Mark says, you know, it's not part of it. It's an extension. It's not really the city. But the halacha of Klita is extended beyond the city to that which is associated with the city. Something like that. Right? Two different ways to go.
This doesn't really make sense. Like, if you're going to say it's an extension of the city, it's a city.
Well, I guess you'll have to say it's not an extension. Like, extension means it's, like, associated to the city. It's not really the city, but it's an area which is in its vicinity, and it's somehow, like, associated to it. And somehow, vis-a-vis Klita, even the extension, even that which is associated to the city works.
Well, won't you run?
Well, let me ask you this. So what's the limud? I mean, the limud is v'yashav ba. Ba v'lo b'tchuma. Right? So does that... No, that's what it's saying. It's saying you can't live there because it says ba v'lo b'tchuma. So what would that indicate? This is that... That from the limud, the question is like, where do you need the limud? See, according, if you were to say like Avi, if you say like Avi saying, is that really the halacha is that the whole thing is Ari Mikla? But the Torah is going out of its way to say, even though it's all Ari Mikla, and that's why it's all Kolei, the Torah demands that you live in a certain portion of the Ari Mikla, right? Then it would seem you need a limud to teach me that. That you have to live in a certain portion of the Ari Miklat. Without a limud, you'd say you can live in the whole thing. But you need the Torah to come and say, no, v'yashav ba, v'lo v'tchuma, that you have to live in a certain specific part of it. The mainland, not the tchum itself, which you have to explain. But then you'd need a limud to tell me that, because without a limud, the natural assumption would be that it's all Ari Miklat. It's all the city. Right? And the limud, according to Avi, is teaching you that it's limiting your mitzvah of yeshiva. But if you learn the other way, like what Mark's saying, is that really the city ends at the boundary. The city ends before the boundary. And it's not the city anymore. And why can't you live there? Because it's not the city. But there's a separate halacha that vis-a-vis klita, even that which is associated to the city works for klita. So it would seem to me that if that were the svara, then you should have a limud to teach me that, because that's a big chiddush. You're saying it's not really Ari Miklat, it's really the outside of Ari Miklat, but you're saying is that the halacha of klita extends even beyond the city to that which is associated with the city. So it would seem to me then the limud should be on that, to teach me that. There should be some extra pasuk to teach me that.
Limud on the
Shiva? So I'm saying the limud is telling me not that the klita works even outside of the city. Rather, it tells me that the yeshiva has to be limited to ba and not to tchuma. Right. So I'm saying is that if the city were naturally only the city, not the tchum, you don't need a limud to tell me I am not allowed to live in the tchum, because of course it's not the city. The mitzvah is to live in Ari Mikla, not to live outside of Ari Mikla. So the fact that you need a limud...
But you would have thought that you could live there, because it provides klita.
But, well, you don't even know how to even know it provides klita. There's no limud for that. That's my point. There's no limud that provides klita. The reason why it provides klita, presumably, is because it's Ari Mikla. There's no extra pasuk that tells me even the tchum. Presumably, the reason why it provides klita is because it's Ari Mikla. But the limud is, given that it's Ari Mikla, I would think you could live there, therefore it's a limud. No. V'yashav ba, v'lo b'tchuma, you can't live in the tchum. It's Ari Mikla, I don't care, there's a limud. But if it were the other way, then I would think this, of course, I'd say you can't live there, because it's not the thing. Now, chiddush. Pasuk comes along, goes out of its way to tell you, no, it even provides klita outside. Now, I don't know if then you need another limud to then say, oh yeah, since it gives klita, now you can. I mean, maybe you would, but you'd have to first have the primary limud that tells me that klita works outside. For instance, if there were no limud of yashav ba v'lo b'tchuma, so you'd think I could live there. Right? So why? Because it's Ari Miklat. Why not? Comes along the pasuk, it tells you, no, yashav ba. The dira has to be in the mainland. A little bit difficult, though, according to Avi's way, because tell me is that really it is the city, and that's why it provides this protection. So what do you mean, v'yashav ba v'lo b'tchuma? It is ba. And the limud implies it's not it. Is it it or is it not it? Right? V'yashav ba, in it. Well, isn't the tchum it? Isn't that, doesn't, in what sense is it not it? Is it the air or is it not the air? Something similar to what Avi's saying. Just to do it a little, maybe a little better, but the idea is like this, is that there's two different ways of talking. One way is like, geographically, where are you? What's your location? Okay? So, on the map. So, they say, on the map, the Ari Miklat's borders go include all the way up until the outskirts, including the city, the field, or whatever. That's all part of, on the map, that's all part of Ari Miklat. Part of the city until the end of the city limits is the out, you know, when that's just a, it's if you had to locate you on your GPS or whatever, as long as you're in that any of these regions, you're part of the city. That's your location. That's because that is the city. Part of this, the city has a Migrash, it has fields, there's all the cities of the, they're all the components of the city. So therefore, when a person is standing in the that Tchum, you'll say, where is he? You'll say, he's in Har Miklat. And it'll say, what protects you? And you're in Har Miklat. You're protected if you're not in the outside world, but you're in the inside world. It's the location. Your location is what protects you. You have to identify your location. Where are you? You're in Har Miklat. And that's what protects you. You're not allowed to be, if you're on the outside, you're subject to being killed. If you're on the inside, you're safe. So it's safe. This is safe. This is the base. The zone that you're in is, where's your location? But that's fine. But then you have, besides in terms of safety, safety goes by where are you. But then there's a mitzvah of yeshiva. It says you chayev to live where? So you have to live, locate yourself, and be a dar of Har Miklat. So dira is like, there's a makom dira. Within the city, there's the technical location, but then there's the city. The ear part of the city is the society where people live. And it says you're chayiv to be a dar shel Har Miklat. You're chayiv to become one of the dwellers of the city. And the dwellers of the city and the yeshiva of the city is really in the mainland. But if you live underground, you're not really a dweller of that city. Technically speaking, yes. Your location on the GPS says you're in that city. But the Gavra's Dira is not a Dira shel Har Miklat. It's a Dira of a loner, being on his own somewhere, whatever. That's not the society. That's not where the civilization is. You could have individual guys happening to make a cave on the ground or whatever, but that's not the city. The city, insofar as Dira is concerned, is the place which is Mukhan for Dira, is the city itself. And this is Mukhan for empty space. The city, the tunnels, there are no tunnels. There's no tunnels. All there is basically there's the city, the place which is the dwelling place, there's the empty space, and then there's the fields. Now, it's possible for a human person who so desires to take the dwelling, the place which is designated for empty land, empty space, and to go underground and make for himself some sort of a civilization there. But that's not, it doesn't mean that the thing is mukhan. It's just you're not violating anything for it. But the cities are given to them. Wow. The cities are given to them for living.
People live underground.
I'm not saying people don't, but that's not what it's given for. It's given, that land is given for Migrash. It's just that you're not violating it if you make it, if you so desire to make a tent, to make a cave underground, you're not violating the designation of that space. But it doesn't say what's given to them for living is the cities and the underground of the Migrash. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, whatever, and then there's Migrash, and then there's place for the fields. So the idea is that the city, the ear, there's no underground city. I mean, I don't know, maybe there exists such a thing. I don't know of one. Maybe the world nowadays has an underground city. But the idea of a city is the city is the city. The city, you want to be a part of the civilization, it's the civilization is above ground. A guy could be a recluse and decide to live underground in the outskirts of a city, and technically speaking, you'd say he's in that city. But you wouldn't say he's a Yoshve, he's part of the Yoshve here, because he's in a place which is not really where the society is, where the people live, and he's just technically on the map. He'd have to identify his location as that. But the mitzvah is to be a dweller of Har Miklat, philosophically because of all that stuff, tshuva, whatever. But halachically, the mitzvah is to be part of the yeshiva, part of the civilization of Har Miklat, to be a Yoshve Ha'ir. And that means you dwell in the part of the city which is Mukhan, which is designated for dwelling. The underground is not Mukhan for that, although somebody could, an isolated case, but that's an exception. That's not what it's designated for. So it says when it comes to the mitzvah of yeshiva, it's to live in the city part of the city. But in terms of the Klita isn't the din that the Gavra is a Yoshve Ha'ir. Klita is a din in the location. The location protects you. Protection, that makes sense. The protection, I mean, it could have formulated it the other way. But the halacha is the protection goes by the location. It's base. It's a safe zone. But in terms of the mitzvah is not just to be in the safe zone. The mitzvah is to be Yoshev. V'yoshev ba. Ba v'lo b'tchuma. in the city part itself, not in the not in the outside part. I think that necessarily turns out. I don't think that the two approaches are that different, because the point is they're two different frameworks. In terms of the Marx and the Besifra says Chutzik Vol or Meklato, that you kill me goes Chutzik Vol. So Gvul is the boundary. So that implies that until, as long as you're in there, you're in the boundaries of the city. So the boundary means is in terms of you have to give your location. So you're in the boundary. So that's, and there's an idea of location. Location is the boundaries of the city. When you're in, when you out. But then when it comes to yeshiva, and that's what I'm saying, I think to ask, is it part of, is it the city? I think there's two different frameworks. There's a framework of location on the map, the gvul, boundaries. The boundary is, it's the boundary. The boundary is outside the whole thing. And klita goes by as long as you're in the boundaries. But then there's the mitzvah of yeshiva, is to be in the makom dira. So if you say, is it part of the city? Is that the city? It depends what you mean by the city. If you mean the city by the geographical entity of the city, then you'll say, yeah, it's part of it. But if you mean the place of dira, the city as like a civilization, the city is not part of the city. Because the city is relegated to the center, and the other stuff isn't really part of the city. Now, a guy may have a right to live there, or go, a Levi could live underground or whatever, but that's not the city insofar as the civilization, and the mitzvah of yeshiva is to live in the city part of the thing. So I'm saying, is a city, people say that. Like, I've heard someone say, you say to a guy, he said he lives in Boston. He says, oh, you live in Boston? He says, no, it's on the outskirts of Boston. Like, or things like that. Like, what does that mean? It means, like, there's, technically speaking, there's Boston, but then there's, like, the city of Boston. There's an idea. There is an idea of, like, a location on the map, and then there's, like, part of the civilization of that thing. And he's saying the mitzvah yeshiva is still faced with civilization, the human element, entity of the city. But then there's the klita is not totally in that. It's simply based upon the geographical identity. And that goes by borders. It doesn't matter where people happen to live or whatever. It goes by what's identified as the Aramaic. And outside is inside. The whole thing is identified as that. Like, that's what I think is, like, I think maybe, like, the two ways I set up is a little bit of a false dichotomy. So I'm asking, is it the city or is it not the city? So obviously, it's like this. And it turns out there are two different facets of a city. That's a, it's a kind of unified. It's like, in one sense, obvious, right, that it is the city. But then that's the framework of the location. But in another sense, Mark's right, it's not the city. Depends on the framework. There are two different frameworks. Right. But that's good. It's like it functions for the city. So in a certain sense, if you had to say its location, you'll say it's part of this extension of that city. So if you're there, you'll say, yeah, I'm in the extension of Aramaic. But am I doing the dira in the city, in the city part of it? No. But if I had to identify where am I, I'll say I'm associated with Aramaic. So my location, I'll locate myself based on Aramaic, even though I'm not really part of the Yoshvei Ha'ir. And I think, obviously, the philosophical point you said before is good, is that the mitzvah of the kapara comes about through the fact that you're entering this society of Aramikla. It's not, the kapara doesn't just come about because you happen to be in this location. Though in terms of klita, it makes sense. Like safety, when are you safe? So you're safe when you get into the zone, there's a shelter. So shelter goes by the location. But your mitzvah, the goal, you just have to have a border. But vis-a-vis your mitzvah, the halacha is you're supposed to be a dweller of the city. You're supposed to join up with this ear. This is an ear which is properly designed to help bring about a kapara. So it doesn't. That's the nature of the mitzvah, to live in the outskirts. You're not doing that. But, Levi, I have a right to live in the underground tunnels. It's no problem. It's not the ear, but whatever. The halacha, they have to. It's part of the technical city, and they have rights there.
Alright, it's like anyone living.
Okay, so the next sugya we're going to do, I guess this is going to be after the next week, right? Because you have to fight. But the next thing to be very interesting is about whether who could kill him. Only the Gaal Adam, other people. Is it a mitzvah to kill him? Is it just a reshus to kill him? Vis-a-vis the both of those things. So it's like a big one this year. So it's the next one. So I guess we'll try to pick that up next week.